Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's Monday. Woo-hoo! The sun's out, sun's shining. If you're breathing, you're wealthy, right, Ben?
That's right. Well, yeah, I mean, that is a saying. It's not my saying, but yes.
That's where I heard it. I attribute it to you.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of people who have plenty of breath, and they would probably argue that one, but okay.
All right, let's hear what the people have to say.
You got it. The text number to be heard is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys wrote. 650 starts with a question. Sarah,
yeah.
East Coast question for you. I'm done with California and always on the run from the fires. Thinking of East Coast, four seasons, cooler weather, liberal, etc. What state do you recommend? Vermont?
I love Vermont. I absolutely love it. They're all, you know, New England is great. I grew up in Massachusetts I turned out to be a pretty liberal person. So if that's what you're looking for, maybe you can find some people there. But, you know, every state has its problems and winter sucks hard. Really sucks bad.
Yeah.
And actually, it's not even winter. It's like the end of winter sucks when there's still filthy snow on the sides of the road and it's the middle of May. That sucks. You're just like so ready for it to be gone. And mud, ugh, and flies and mosquitoes.
Yeah,
you know,
everybody's got their stuff, that's for sure.
California is a pretty goddamn great place to live.
I know a lot of people left here to retire in Oregon, and one of the reasons would be to avoid the fires, and as this person mentioned, and yet Oregon's been on fire
not
now
this
for
year.
A
yep.
while. So, yeah, that's not the easy get out that it once was. To whomever needs books, this is from 408. Any school is more than willing to give books to any families. Just ask the principal. I work at an elementary school in San Jose and give books away during our grab-and-go days.
Oh.
All kids need books to read. As a librarian, that's my job. Books are free at my school. Yeah, I that person that wrote, I understand they're you know, they went to look for them and they went to buy them, and it's a big series of books. There's
huge
a ton
series,
of them.
Yep.
Which is the, you know, that's the good part, unless you're sitting there with, you know, minimal dollars and thinking, oh, I can't afford this. But yeah, there's your solution right there.
Right. 100%. There are ways to get hands on books for kids. There's no question. Even on my cereal boxes, I see, you know, turn this in and we'll buy a book for a school. And even, you know, a lot of times teachers will have wish lists and some nice person goes and gets and fills that out for them.
Here's another one. Hi, Sarah and Vinny. I'm a longtime listener since the 90s. Absolutely love you guys. I'm a teacher in SF and can gift your listener 20 Magic Treehouse books. Books are harder to come by right now and happy to support literacy any way that I can.
Oh.
Yeah, I really believe
nice?
that's, you know, look, I get it. There's a lot of, I've been trying to explain this to my kid as you know, up to this point, things have been pretty smooth flowing for us, but you know, I've been trying to explain money's not easy to come by. You have to respect it. You have to treat it properly. You have to spend it wisely. And I'm trying to get that through her head. I get that it's not easy to come by, but where we're talking about books, you can get books. And these people want to help. And I'm sure if you just ask someone, they'll help you at your school or wherever your kids go. Right. Whatever that is.
Hell,
our library offers Magic Treehouse books via download to your Kindle or other reading devices as if you're checking them out for free.
Yeah, libraries are doing that now. There's a full-on Kindle section. Or I don't know what's Kindle or just whatever e-reader, but we can do that at our library too. You don't have to buy the book.
707 says, the 50th anniversary of Monday Night Football is tonight.
All right. What? Which anniversary?
The 50th anniversary, they're saying.
Well.
Huh.
It is a staple.
Look, as a boy, I loved football. I could tell you every player on every team. I loved it. And I loved those old Raiders teams. They play tonight, by the way, versus the Saints. I loved it. Dave Casper, Biletnikoff, and Kenny the Stabler, and Howie. They had great teams and great history. And then, I don't know what happened. Then they went to Vegas, of all the things. But, yeah, they play tonight on Monday Night Football. And this person's saying 50th anniversary, so could be cool. Back then, there was nothing on TV, so you lived for certain TV shows, right? I did.
Yep. For sure. There were no choices. You kids do not know how good you have it. It's ridiculous.
No idea. Right. My daughter's going to start taking ukulele. We went to Bananas at Large. Thanks Woo-hoo! For the recommendation. They were great.
Ding, ding, shame. They are great. Good, mm-hmm. good people. And it's wonderful that your kid's picking up an instrument. That's something you can take with you through your whole life.
Yeah, it is a good thing to learn. I like learning it. Like, actually, I didn't like it as a kid. I was too punk rock for the instrument. I didn't want to know it.
I only want to know three chords.
It's not cool to know it. It's not cool to study it. It's just cool to carry it and be able to jam out quick punk rock songs. Yeah. Now I sit and study everything. I love learning it. I wish I did then, but oh well. It's never too late, right?
Nope, it's never too late.
Did I say this one already? Can I get a birthday shout out to my son, Eric, who turned 16 today? Thanks and love you guys.
Eric, happy birthday.
Yeah.
You can get that. 16, that's a... Boy, that's got to be tough. You know, I was reading a thing where Millie Bobby Brown got her license recently, and she had to, you know, it's like, I don't even think you can be in the car with the guy who's giving you the driving test. Like, maybe you have to drive around him in circles. They're like, oh, awesome turning. Here's your license. It's just got to be so difficult for... Because so many kids... Some kids don't seem to care. I have one of those. He doesn't have his license yet, but... Many kids are like panting, waiting for the 16th birthday so they can go and get it.
Yeah.
And it's hard right now. Good luck. You can't even get a hold of anybody at the DMV, for God's sake.
I drove away from my birthday dinner, my 16th birthday dinner that night with my chick in the car. Like, let's get out of here. I was
because
ready.
Because we can.
Right. I got everything lined up. I was leaving that night in my little car and had it insured and got everything in place. And it all was resting on me passing my test, and you bet your ass I did that. Let's see here. Is the Magic Treehouse like the Magic School Bus with Mrs. Frizzle?
It is kind of like that, but they're more
they're
about...
Similar.
Yeah. She takes them places, the Magic Treehouse. It's the same thing. You sort of learn a lesson. And
it's a brother and sister, and they go on adventures.
Yeah.
And it's neat. And it's teaching my kid all kinds of stuff because I bring up stuff and she goes, yeah, I know about that. All right. Let's see. Please don't say, may she rest in peace. She was Jewish. It's appropriate to say, may her memory be a blessing.
May her memory be a blessing.
You got it. I think it is, too. I think it's been really neat to see when someone leaves an incredible legacy. And I even saw pictures of her as a young lady. And it's so interesting when you only know someone as an old person.
Yep.
You go, oh, my God.
No, they were, look at that. They were young once.
Right. You just forget. And
how did that happen?
You know, we're old for so long. So especially her, if you make it to 87, you're old for a really
just
long
so,
time.
Just so, so long. Right. Especially to the kids. I mean, when you hit 20, you're old as far as a kid's concerned. So.
In fact, you said it best, as I was mentioning, she left behind two children. They're probably in their 60s.
Most likely. She probably has great-grandchildren. I actually don't know.
Right. Hey, Vinny, a female is a widow. A male would be a widower. Just FYI. All right. Take it easy.
We got the point.
Couple of those people mentioned men are widowers, women are widows. All right. Yeah, the point was, never mind what the point was. Jesus.
The point was she lost her husband. That's we got it. But thank you.
Am I mistaken? But I thought that I recall the Smashing Pumpkins just played a Trump rally. I'm pretty sure
well
that was
could have.
That was probably Kid Rock, but I don't know enough about Billy Corgan's politics to know that.
I try not to know people's politics. I just want to know them as people. I can't stand politics anymore. I'm so sick of it.
In fact, usually the story I read is every musician that gets played by any politician, they're in the news the next day saying, we did not okay that, and right. We want them to stop.
Yeah.
That is almost always the case.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, S&V, please give a huge shout-out to my Emmy-winning brother. This weekend, Fifth Column Games out of San Francisco won for Outstanding Interactive Extension of a Linear Program.
What?
Oh, wow. They really give out Emmys for all kinds of stuff, huh? Congratulations. That's huge. You have an Emmy.
Where did Sarah get her bathing suit? Online.
Amazon. Yeah, on Amazon. If you know, Nicole just sent me one that has full legs on it. It's really cute.
It's not a bathing suit.
It is a bathing suit.
Just
did you guys look at it?
Then.
It's super. It's not a wetsuit. I don't want a wetsuit. I want a cute bathing suit. And look, it has full length arms. She's even wearing some kind of hat.
Full length arms and legs is not a bathing suit.
No,
Nicole,
bathing
don't
suit
encourage
material.
Her. Do
Nicole,
these kinds
stay
she
out
wants
of
me
this.
To cover up my knees. I have
bad
a giant hole in my knee now. Listen, put those up on the.
So it's actually very common in the Muslim culture, that type of bathing suit. That's
oh,
why
the
she's,
full coverage.
Yeah, that's why she's wearing a headpiece.
Oh, I see. Okay.
This is a full-on outfit, Sarah.
Yeah,
this is like,
those are clothes.
So cute. Yeah, they're clothes. Bathing clothes. Yes, I agree.
You know, your knee's going to be fine. I'll tell you something. When I was young, I skateboarded a lot and always had skinned-up knees. That was, like, regular.
Look at this. And then, look at this hole. Can you see it on there?
I can't see it, but I'm about to tell you. So I would surf all the time too, and these skinned knees would become craters as they'd get wet, dry, wet, dry.
Plus,
wet,
yeah,
dry.
It's on a folding joint too, or you know, so it's constantly getting pulled. I can't even when I put my finger over the top of it, I can't feel the bottom of the divot. It's so disgusting.
You'll
but
be
I'll
okay
always
though.
Have it. Well, I guess I'm gonna live.
I'm told I have the cutest knees in the world, and I used to have
Who
craters in them all the
that?
Time.
Who told you that?
A lot of people tell me that all the
oh,
time.
Oh, really? Who, your kids? Their knee level?
Nice
oh,
knees.
Those cute
incredible.
Knees. That must be dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah,
Sarah,
I like this outfit.
This is it. Sarah, Google burkini. Full coverage swimsuit for you. Legs and sleeves. LMAO.
All right, I'll do that right now.
That's what they... That was
well,
it.
I'll do it later.
Yeah,
I'll do it later.
That's what
yeah, that's
says.
What I just sent you.
The burkini.
Oh, yeah, it does say burkini. Oh, that's perfect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what I need. Although I really don't need the full leggings and stuff. I just don't need all my junk hanging out. Just like, let's just cover everything up and
all
make it
your
so I can breathe.
Junk.
I don't like the tight stuff. I don't want it to be tight. Can I just put on a t-shirt? That's the thing. T-shirt and shorts, you jump in the water in those and now they're like hanging on. You know, you need bathing suit material, but I don't need it to be big and flowy. Delightful.
I don't even know what this area code is. Sorry, Oakland would not do anything for the Raiders. What the hell were they supposed to do?
Oakland tried. The Raiders look, wanted their new stadium and to get out. That was their thing. We tried to keep them. I remember Libby getting on, we're trying to do this. There was a whole coalition of people trying to figure it out for them.
Look, I'm not saying that they shouldn't have moved. I'm just surprised so many people follow them. That's my surprise, is that your hometown team leaves you. That feels like a breakup, but all right.
Honey, I have to go to Vegas. My team is playing.
Yeah, that must be it. I mean, I'm sure plenty of people look forward to going there. The stadium is brand new, and mm-hmm. I'm sure it's spectacular.
Probably gambling. If you get sick of the game, just walk out and hit the slots.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure that's part of the party, right?
I'm sure it is. Mm. VIP rooms and, you know, bottles of vodka that cost $1,000. Table service, is that what that's called?
Best time to go to the DMV, Sarah, is 30 minutes before they close. That's from 650. Mm.
Really? Oh.
I know I was all set to get that real ID done, and we hit the pandemic, and I'm still sitting with a package of the things I need to go to the DMV and get that real ID, but I have no interest in going out right now and dealing with that. Days are hard enough without being at the DMV.
Days are hard. My license is expiring, though.
I've driven by the one in San Francisco on Fell. Man, that line is around the block. I've seen it a few times now.
Yeah, oh, really?
Around the block. And it's a big block.
Let me look at it right now. Is it dmv.ca.gov?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Stop hating on the... Oh, I already read the Raiders one. My husband is a diehard Dallas fan. How about them Cowboys? Well, they did pull off a very exciting end of game. I mean, really shocking and surprising. I still hate the Cowboys, though. Yuck. Boo.
Easy to hate them.
Her was the best part of the show. Absolutely incredible. That was from the Emmys last night. Emmys. She had a performance.
She sang Prince's Nothing Compares to Your, I guess, Sinead's, whatever. In the in memoriam segment.
650 says, this was the best Emmy show ever. Funny and so personable with winners at home with the people they love. Oh. No long awkward walks. Kimmel was terrific. That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
They liked it.
I can tell you right now, Kimmel would love to hear that. You should send him that text.
You should.
Because I guarantee you he's probably been trying to do that with all these weird online connections and yikes. You know what I mean? I mean, they must have done a lot of those things. Wasn't Jennifer Aniston from Zoom?
First, she was there.
Right. No, I got that part. But when she was home.
Then she, I'm sure everyone was on Zoom, right? Or some kind of.
Yeah.
I mean, it definitely looked like that delayed, fuzzy, grainy picture thing. And
so they had to be sweating those connections all night long.
Yeah. That can't have been. It's technically, I'm sure it was an absolute nightmare, but they pulled it off and, you know, it got talked about today. And congratulations to everybody who won, especially Schmitz Creek.
A lot of people wrote about that. You must watch, Sarah. Schmitz Creek is your kind of show. We tuned in during COVID and love it. Binge. It's clearly a COVID kind of show.
All right. Maybe I'll start that. I'm finishing a series with the kids, and that'll be next on my list.
This has to be the last one because we're out of time, but 510 says, her name is pronounced Zendaya, and she was also in The Greatest Showman. Yeah, I said that part, but Zendaya, everyone. Right.
I'll never remember that, but thank you for enlightening us.
Well, that person can text in a couple
every
weeks
time,
when she comes up again and say, I thought I told you.
We'll be like, oh, you did tell us. Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you. We've forgotten. Zendaya.
Oh, lastly, I got to do this one, too. They need a Lululemon update, please. How does Sarah like her
new
leggings?
I did not get the pants yet. I just tracked them, and they're arriving today.
Oh, God.
I'll wear them tomorrow. Don't you worry.
All right.
Yeah.
510. Oh, my God. I'm not done. 510 says, Lexi is now in Colorado.
Oh, good for her. She found something in Colorado.
That's where she posted from?
Don't ask me.
Or is she just doing the Colorado show from her bedroom in Sacramento?
She might be, yes. Because I remember she did have some voice tracking work lined up. Or maybe she moved to Colorado. One of those.
Whatever she's up to, I like her, and I wish her the absolute best. But I know she posted a very smoky sky sunset last night. So wherever that is, it sucks. I mean, for the time being, while the air is crummy. Okay, we got to go. Have a good
one. All right, quick one. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I was
sing away.
I was just going to start humming, and I feel ridiculous now. I wasn't ready, but it's fine. I'm ready. Let's do this.
Let's
you were
try
saying?
It again. Here we go. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, a very professional radio program.
Thank
as
you.
As is demonstrated Monday through Friday.
All business.
All business all the time. That's us.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it looks like I'm on the DMV website.
Yeah.
And it looks like there are extensions now because of COVID. Like if you're over 70, you get an automatic extension. I don't even think you have to do anything. And 69 and under, there's like 1 year, just don't worry about it kind of things. It looks like, I don't know, I just started the process. So I'm going to try and make that happen.
All right.
We'll see.
Well, there's a day. I mean, what a day to look forward to.
Can't wait to spend my day figuring this out. It's going to be so fun. What are you going to do with your Monday, Vin?
Well, I have some errands to run with the little rascal, so I'll put her in the back seat and we'll drive around and I'll talk to her and get some errands done. And, you know, it's always fun getting kids in and out of car seats.
Oh, my God. What is more fun than that, right?
But then, you know, I'll be home. I'm going to watch some Monday Night Football tonight. And I don't know if there's anything else I got to catch up. Is there anything else that I got to?
No, you caught up on Big Brother, right?
Big Brother's caught up. Yeah, I'm good. So I'll just watch some football tonight. Yeah.
All right. Well, have a one. I hope that your Monday is everything that you hope for and more. I hope you're surprised by amazing, wonderful things all day.
That's a nice wish for the peoples and for myself. Thank you. I wish the same for you, Bryn.
Thank you.
Is your kid knocking at the door outside or what?
Any minute now, yes.
All right.
That's the timing. Woo-hoo. All right. Have a good day, you guys. We'll see you in the morning.
Take care, everyone.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.